This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and reminding you that it is simply not true that if God allows one to suffer while he lives in this life, that such does not constitute proof that God does not love the person who is suffering. I want to assure you today that God did not remove Paul's thorn in the flesh, even though the Apostle Paul earnestly besought him to do so. Paul needed that thorn, and it was because of love that God allowed that thorn to continue to prick him. May none of you today who may be suffering, who may be in some kind of pain or tribulation or some kind of real trouble, fall into the pit of despair because of that suffering. May every one of you know that God is man's refuge and fortress. Psalms 91, verse 2. He is a sun and shield for those in trouble. Read your own Bible in Psalms 84, verses 11 and 12, and see this wonderful message for yourself. Let every sufferer turn to God in faith, in love, and in confidence. Turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, which teaches that we should trust in God with all of our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding, but that in every way we are to acknowledge God, and he will direct our paths. My friend, God will not turn away his ear from those who earnestly and honestly seek him, who want to do his will. God will not turn a deaf ear to the obedient. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. But there is great danger to suffering. If you're suffering today and you react to it in the wrong way, you react to it with bitterness against God and against your neighbors, against perhaps even your family, maybe against the church, it may cause you to lose your faith in God. And we want to plead with you not to let that happen. Some people who profess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God have never really studied the Bible. Because of this lack of study, they do not understand the will of God. They do not understand the relationship of sin, suffering, and the will of God. Now, we have discussed this already on this program. And if you as the listener feels the need, I want to urge you to go back and reread the passages which we cited as we studied those matters. Concerning the sin and suffering in the world, some people reason in this fashion. The existence of sin and suffering in the world proves that God is either, first, good, and so he wants to relieve man of his suffering, but is weak, that is, he's unable to do what he wants to do, that is, to relieve man of his suffering. Or, in the second place, they reason, God is evil, and so wants man to continue in his suffering, and strong, and so is able to relieve man of his suffering if he wished to do so, but that he simply doesn't want to do so. But let me urge you to recognize that such reasoning is entirely false. God is both infinitely good and infinitely powerful. He wishes man to be only happy forever and ever. But in creating man, God gave to man the power to make choices for either righteousness or evil. Because man made wrong choices, sin came into the world, and suffering and death came as a result of sin. And you, as the listener, should view suffering as it's discussed in the entirety of Bible teaching on the subject. Our Father is all-wise, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God is love, 1 John 4:8. God loves each of us so much that he gave his only begotten Son to die for us on the cruel cross of Calvary. The fact that you are suffering or that one of your loved ones is suffering is certainly no ground for concluding that God doesn't love you. Believe in God today with all of your heart and obey his teaching. Study the Bible every day and obey all that you learn to be his will.